It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Joining me today in studio, I have Principal Polly Vogrenik from Wellington Elementary. And you know what? We were just talking about the fact that they have like one more week of third quarter, and then spring break is the first week in April. And then, you know, we're flying into spring testing and everything, and it's almost over, isn't it? Polly, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It is. It's surprising to believe that the 17th is the end of third quarter. Then the next day, the teachers have a professional development day to kind of finish up working on how they're going to get their students to meet the goals that they set for the year and how we're going to meet our school goals. So we usually spend the full day looking at data and doing all of that so that on Monday when we come back, we're ready to go for fourth quarter, which there's about 45 days in a quarter. So on that Monday, it'll be about 45 days left till the end of the quarter. And we have spring break coming up. And then the minute we get back from spring break, it starts end of year state testing. And we met the other day for faculty meeting and started talking about getting field trips scheduled and so that we can make sure we have buses and getting end of the year stuff scheduled. Usually we take our kids to our upper grade kids to the wave pool as a thing for doing, you know, taking their time and doing a great job on their state testing. And we called and they're like, oh, we only have this date. Schools have already scheduled. And my secretary is like, it's March. I'm like, yeah. I know, but it's going so fast this year to try to get everything scheduled because now everything's opening up. And so we haven't got to go on a lot of and do a lot of things. So I think schools are just like, okay, we're going here, we're going here, we're going to get to do all this stuff. And so I think we're excited to get to that point. We've worked hard all year to get to enjoy those fun, a lot more fun things with the kids.
So they're trying to make up for the last 2 years this year.
So when we're calling places to try to book field trips and stuff, it's already limited dates and things. So yeah,
we talked about that as well. The fact that, you know, it's probably been kind of nice to be able to get the kids together and have a full-on assembly and do those kinds of things and have other groups now being able to come into the schools and bring assemblies and educational stuff with them. It's probably been kind of nice as opposed to the last couple of years.
It has. We've been doing our Warrior Awards, which are at the end of the month, and we've got to do those. And it's so fun to see the kids' faces and cheer each other on when one of their classmates or somebody they know or their sibling gets an award and they get to cheer them on. And so that's kind of fun. We've had a couple things like the Carbon High Band came and played. Our music teacher, Mrs. Grant, she's getting ready. Our school's getting ready for our spring show. We didn't get to do that last year for COVID. So I've not participated in that before. So this is exciting. So that will be the week of, like, it's like April 13th, our whole school, we'll be at Carbon High on a night, and our kids will be performing all the songs that they've done, and Mrs. Grant puts on a great show, I'm told, and so we're excited to get to do that this year and have, like, the Living Planet Aquarium come to our school. We've had different community people come, the ambulance came to bring stuff, the sheriff's office has come. So it's been nice to have all of those people come and the kids get to do all of that again. So it's been really nice.
And kind of be able to really just be allowed to have visitors in the school.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Yes. We've had my fourth graders are learning about Utah, like animals and migration, and I don't know. So we had a parent bought some birds in, and it's been kind of fun to get parents back in there and do some fun stuff with the kids.
Well, that's really what it's all about is just allowing them to have fun while they're getting educated, because then they don't even realize that they're learning something.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's the best part.
They look at it. If they can, you can make it fun and make it engaging, they're a lot more to stay focused, and they don't realize what is happening. So it's kind of fun.
So once again, let's run down some of those dates. You said the quarter ends on the 18th.
17th, yeah.
So then, the 17th, that's yes. correct. No school on the 18th.
Correct.
Fourth quarter starts the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And then spring break is going to be that first week of April.
Yes, first full week of April.
And then after that, it's state testing.
Yes. The next week, our fifth graders will start their writing assessment. And so we'll be right into getting our third, fourth, and fifth graders doing the state testing. And then we also have state testing that's required for kindergarten first, second, and third that we have to do. And that's all individual one-on-one. April ramps up and we're pretty busy. My paras work extra hard. I don't know what we would do without them to help us get all that testing completed and in. And so it takes everyone down there to get it all in and stuff so that we can enjoy those last few weeks of school with doing all of our field trips and field days and park days and all of that.
And bringing that in, let's talk about some of the things you were talking to me about. And you said most of them are going to be local this year.
Yes.
Once again. And that's fine. There's plenty of things locally that kids can go and see and do.
Yeah.
And you're going to, of course, you said go up to Huntington Canyon for Conservation Day. That's always a fun day. I used to always enjoy going with my kids to that one because that's a fun one.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things that you guys are looking at doing maybe?
Usually our kindergartens usually do their field trip in the fall so that they can do stuff at the school. First grade, the last little bit, they've gone over to Cleveland to the little ghost town and to the candy shop over there. Our third graders, they have Farm Field Day, which the 4-H puts on, so they'll be doing that. And then they always go out to 9 Mile. There's another group that goes to, Goblin Valley. So our fifth graders, hopefully we've put in for them to, we're waiting to see if our school was chosen to go to the Bees game again. So they didn't get to go last year. So that's kind of always their culminating fun thing as fifth graders that are going to leaving our school to head off to middle school. So we're hopeful that that will get to happen, that they'll get chosen to go for that this year. And so some of the others still haven't decided where they want to go yet. So we're just been working on all that. But we're finding that most places are already booked out, so we're having to pick and scramble and move dates around because everybody's wanting to get their kids back out there and enjoy those end-of-the-year activities.
You'll find places for them to go.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many places they can go around here, too, so it's a great experience.
All right. Principal Polly Vogrenik from Wellington Elementary, thank you for taking out the time to come in and talk to us, and we're going to let you get back to school, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
Thanks once again. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.